Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Dan, you're all green.
I am all green. Thank you.
You won't like Dan when he's angry.
There you go.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. We're taking all calls, 1-833-703-0424. We got Green Dan, Frozen Andrew.
Andrew's internet went down last second. Classic.
Not green anymore.
Yeah, he's not green anymore. You're good.
No, you're not green anymore.
Anyways, yeah, let's, no bullshit. We're going to get right into it.
Woo!
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yo, boys.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
What's up, what's up? I got your stream going in the house here, so I'm going to come outside so I can tell you my ghost story.
All right, man. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jesse. I'm calling from Wyoming, southeast corner of Wyoming.
Nice.
Instagram handle, Signature Custom, Speed and Cycle. I just talk shit to Andrew about shit in his pants.
Fair. No wonder he bailed.
Yeah, scared him away.
So I got a few stories, man. I've been holding on to these things for a while. I got a Bigfoot story, I got an alien story, and then I got this haunted house story. So okay, I want to tell you guys about this house I had to stay in for work.
House first? Let's hear it.
So basically, we got this job back east in Virginia. And the outfit we were working for put us up for free in this house, and they didn't tell us anything about it. It was just a free place to stay. So we drive out there and we show up, and the house is pretty big. It's old colonial style house, and it's in this small town called Clarksville, middle of nowhere, Virginia. So we show up, we meet the foreman of the job, and he gives us real quick tour of the house, and basically the house is like 3 stories tall. It's got a basement, it's got a living area, it's got a story above that, and then it's got an attic with a couple of rooms in it. And, you know, there's a ton of rooms in the house, and he tells us basically that we can't have any room we want because there's other guys staying there, but he'll show us the rooms we can take. So he tours us through the house real quick, and the basement's super creepy. It's got a super sketchy little staircase going down into it. And we go up to the second floor, and it looks pretty reasonable. There's one bedroom, one bathroom, no big deal. It's got a really crazy staircase, like old school, big, big house.
Right.
And above the second story is the attic, which has been converted into 2 rooms. Now, in the attic, there's a crawl space. And this is where shit starts getting weird, because not once did this guy, Terry, mention that the place may be haunted or not. So we get all the way up into the attic, and he goes, you know, look, it's So there's two rooms up here, but nobody really likes staying up here. But you guys are more than welcome to. And we, you know, us not knowing what's going on, we said, well, why doesn't anyone stay up here? And he points at a little door going into the crawl space. And he says, well, that crawl space door never stays shut. We're like, okay, well, whatever, you know. And he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, I literally screw it shut every single morning and every night before I go to bed. Every time I come home from work, it's open.
Wait, he screws it shut? He doesn't just close it? He actually
screws it, dude. Like 3-inch sinker screws into this door, and it is open every night. So when we go up there, he's telling us, I turn around, look at the thing, and sure as shit, it's wide open. He's like, I locked that thing up before I left this morning.
Fuck.
So we're like, all right, you know, this is weird. He's just fucking with us. No big deal. So I pick a room on the second floor next to Terry's room in the bathroom. And my guy that was with me, he ended up taking the basement. So that night, we have a few beers with Terry. We barbecue, and Terry starts to tell us about this house that they've been staying in for like a year and how haunted it was. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is crazy. So turns out that the house was a Civil War hospital.
Oh, shit.
And the basement was the operating room and the morgue. So in the basement, when you went down the stairs, there was this little, like, hangout area, almost like a living room. And off of the side of that was another door that had, like, 3 old-school deadbolts on it, and they had duct-taped the seam of the door up. And we didn't really think much of it, and he just said, oh, yeah, well, the door's drafty. Well, it's drafty because it was, like, I guess you would call it like a root cellar, if you guys are familiar with that. Like cold storage, yeah. I guess, would be like before they had fridges and stuff.
Yep.
So that's essentially where they stored all the dead bodies after they operated on them in this basement area. So we're like, you know, we're a little tripped out at this point, but, you know, it's like it's our first night there. We didn't see anything, like whatever, no big deal. So we get set up, we have this barbecue, we hang out, everyone goes to bed, nothing happens that night. We go to work the next day, and Terry tells us, hey, I'm getting demobilized to another job, so you guys are on your own. So now it's just me and my guy, Matt, and we're the only ones in this big-ass house. So we go back after work to the house that night, and when we show up, the first thing we notice is that the front door is wide open. And it had these crazy, almost like a set of French doors, but like really tall. The ceilings in this house must have been 10 feet tall. And half of that French door was open. And it's like, oh, you know, that's crazy. Maybe we just left in a hurry. Maybe we didn't lock it, whatever. Didn't think much of it. We shut the door, didn't go to the attic, just did our nightly routine, got dinner, crashed. Nothing to really speak of. So we're at this house. We're staying on this job for like 6 weeks. So the first week was pretty uneventful.
Probably weeks? A handful you stayed of nights at this house? Home. Are you kidding
weeks?
Me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have stayed single day with Scary Terry after he told me they screw the fucking door shut and it's open every night.
Yeah, fuck that.
6 weeks.
And Terry was... So the door in the attic wasn't even the craziest thing. The craziest thing that happened when Terry was staying there with his crew was one night a dude got pushed down the basement staircase and ended up breaking his leg, but there was nobody else on the staircase.
Just got shoved by an invisible force?
Nobody knows, but the dude that broke his leg ended up moving out of that house with 2 other guys, and they rented a house on their own because none of them wanted to stay there anymore.
That's fair.
So it was probably like the 3rd week in. We're just hanging out, whatever, getting some breakfast in the morning, and the staircase in this house was wild. It went up probably 10 steps to a landing, made a right-hand turn, went up again 10 steps, and then you were on the second floor. And then it proceeded on just like that up to the attic. So we're sitting down in the kitchen in the morning, just me and my guy Matt. We're eating breakfast, no big deal. And we hear boots walking across the second floor and then start coming down the stairs.
No.
Yes. Honest to God. So I say to Matt, I'm like, you hear that, right? And he's like, yeah. So we both jump up and we rush into this like common area. And you, when you were standing on the base floor, you could look all the way up through these staircases, basically all the way to the attic. So you could see if anybody was on the staircases. Nothing, right? Didn't see anything. So that's when shit started getting weird. That was the first thing that really happened to us that was like, all right, this is getting a little spooky. So we had a bunch of weather on this job. We were hanging out in the living room because we couldn't work. It was too cold and wet and whatever. So we're watching, you know, cable TV all day. It's about 10, 11 o'clock at night. We both decide to go crash. Matt goes down into the basement and I go up to the second floor. Now Matt's like, my buddy Matt was like, he's like Andrew, right? Everything scares the shit out of Matt. Like, he's sleeping with a pistol. And I'm like, dude, what are you going to do with a pistol? You're going to shoot a fucking ghost with a pistol? Like, that's not going to do shit. So I'm laying in my bed and I hear the TV on like full throttle. And I'm like, what the hell? We got to get up early in the morning. So I come out of my room and I look down through like the staircase opening because you can see kind of into the living room. And I'm hollering at Matt to turn the TV down. Well, there's no response coming from downstairs. So I start heading down the staircase to see what the hell's going on. And I realize that the TV is just solid snow and it's on full blast. We were literally just watching like some TV show. So I know it wasn't on a scrambled station. We were just watching it like 10 minutes prior. Now it's
well, that shit doesn't happen
station.
Anymore. Like, this isn't the 70s. We don't have those snow channels anymore. Like, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, no, and the fact that we were literally just watching, like, a local TV station, because it's out in the middle of BFE. There was nothing good on TV. And then all of a sudden, it's just on pure snow, and it's on full throttle. So I turn the TV off and then open the door to the basement and holler at Matt. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? Why'd you have the TV on? He's like, no, dude, I was down here talking to my wife or whatever. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Turn the TV off, go to bed. No big deal. Sleep like a baby, right? No issue at all. A couple of days goes by. Everything's pretty mellow. Mind you, we haven't been in the attic the whole freaking time. Since Terry basically said, like, this door will open on its own, we've been avoiding the attic like it was the plague.
No so, kidding.
Yeah. I would have done the same. I would have avoided scary Terry's like it was the plague.
Why not? Like, that attic is part of the house. Avoid the house. Get rid of the whole thing. It's all fucked. They don't get contained to a certain area. That's enough right there.
Well, no. And, you know, the screwed up thing was, is there's literally nowhere to stay that's close to this job site. So it was like, yeah, we're like scared shitless in this house, but it's free and we don't have anywhere else to stay. So it's like sleep in your truck or sleep in a haunted house. Well, the haunted house wasn't that bad. So one night I'm in the shower, right? There's a bathroom on my level of the house, and the shower has like these two janky sliding glass doors. And it's like all you can do to slide them shut when you're in the shower. So I get in the shower, I jerk the freaking door shut, it's a pain in the ass, and I'm in there doing my thing, getting wet, whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear that freaking door slide open. So I'm like washing the soap off my face, get my eyes open, I turn around. This door that I can barely shut on my own has now been fully opened in the shower. And I'm like standing there going, what the hell? Like, I can barely shut this thing and now it's wide open? Yeah.
Fuck that.
So on top of all of that shit, we stayed in this house for like 6 weeks. Now, those things that I just told you were literally the only things that happened to us the whole time. But it was one of those places. Have you ever been into a seriously haunted place and you just get that vibe? Like, this place had that vibe 100% of that time that we stayed in that house.
Just eerie. Always felt like something was there.
Yeah, like something was watching you. Like, things would move around in the kitchen. Nothing big enough to make you go, whoa, what the hell? But enough to make you think, I don't remember putting that there. Like, how the hell did
that
get there?
That's, yeah.
That's more than enough. That's all big shit.
Yeah. So it was pretty interesting. Definitely something I'll never forget. And then I started listening to you guys' podcast shit, a couple of months ago now, listened to all of them. Ooh. So now I finally got to the point now where it's like, all right, I'm calling these fuckers. Fuck you, call in, right?
Exactly, yeah. Man.
Damn straight.
You know, it's the next step if you're all caught up. Patreon, buddy. We got over 200 hours of bonus content.
Already, I signed up for Patreon last week, boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck hey, now, yeah,
just,
buddy.
Just before we let you go, we got to keep moving. But what's your thought or theory on the ghosts? What do you think that is? Or the super, like the paranormal?
It's just plain and simple, man. It was haunted as shit. It was a Civil War hospital. People were dying there. I mean, there were spirits there without a doubt.
Just trapped souls. Some kind.
Yep, for sure.
Ron, brother, hey, thanks for the story. We got to keep the lines rolling, but call back in with that Bigfoot story another time.
Yeah, for sure. Have a good night, guys.
All right, thank you. Well,
terrifying.
There you go. Start off with terrifying.
Spooky ghost.
Spooky. Yeah, it's almost October, almost Spooktober. You know, almost there.
Almost the best time of the year. All right, let's keep the lines rolling. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
You're live.
Oh, no shit. What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dez from Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, right on. Thanks for calling in. What do you got for us tonight?
Yeah. All right, so this is kind of a, I'd say, conspiracy-type, alien-type story. With perfect. Video evidence.
With video? Oof. All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It was actually on the news, too. So, this was my wife's story, technically. So, she was working in Folsom, California, and her and her buddy were driving, and they seen, like, a bunch of lights forming up, and it looked like, how many do you think there were? Hundreds. Hundreds of lights, like, forming, and they took some Snapchats of it, and then she comes home, and I'm like, you gotta post this, and she didn't want to because she didn't want any weirdos hitting her up, which was smart because I posted it and got a bunch of weirdos calling me.
That's what happens. So,
it's kind of like our show here.
Well, yeah, no, obviously.
Of course.
But like the host, too. Who was that one dude that kept calling you guys and got so pissed when you stopped him from calling?
Oh, Benzy.
Benzy.
That's right. That dude was insane. Anyways, so I post a video, which I can even send to you if it's like Facebook or something, but
yeah, do it.
And then the news messages me, like Fox 7 or whatever it is down here, and they're like, oh, we want to use your video for this story. I said, sure. And then when that's all going on, I'm just hanging out with some of my buddies, and I get a text, and it said, stop talking about the lights.
Random text?
A person I did not know. I was like, what the hell is this? And then I kind of just ignored it. Or I think I might have been fucking with them. Just like, yeah, I'll fuck your dick or something like that. But after that, I get a Facebook message and it says, 7 p.m., lights will be back up. I'm like, man, what the hell is this? And so fucking sure as shit, the lights come back up 7 p.m. same area.
Whoa. Somebody called it.
So,
and this wasn't like you saw the number, right? Like this was a text message?
It was a text and then a Facebook message.
Oh, ooh, shit.
What was the Facebook message from?
It just, what was it? Yeah, just like, yeah, random like letters and numbers, like something you can't trace back.
So it wasn't like a personal account. It was
anonymous.
No. Like you click on the profile and it's blank, nothing.
Fuck.
That's probably CIA Dan.
So
yeah.
So what's kind of shitty about it, and I just cock teased you guys, the news comes out, right? And we're watching it live. And they interviewed my wife and everything. And at the end of like the program, they're like, yeah, it was a test by Intel.
A test by Intel?
And they had, I guess, they're claiming a bunch of drones did it.
Like Intel, like the computer company?
Computer company.
Okay.
So, I'm like, all right, that sucks. Thought it was aliens. But I still, the creepy part is still who the hell is messaging me. That's true. And so my wife is saying that Intel did do a light show, like after that with these drones. She's like, it was not the same thing. Completely different.
So they used that as the cover, maybe, for whatever that was?
You know what I mean? Like, there's random numbers texting me that I never knew or seen before in my life, and they're saying, stop talking about it.
And you think maybe that's because you shared the video?
I think so, because it got about 1.5 million views or shares.
Oh, wow.
3 million views, 1.5 million shares.
Did they send you any pictures or like a video of a coin disappearing or anything like that?
Of a coin disappearing?
Yeah. Like, are they, is this his MIB? Have they taken their steps now just sending out text messages and fucking pictures? Trying to silence people and they're door knocking?
I mean, I didn't see Will Smith. So I don't think that's what it was.
Okay. Were any of those letters a J or a K, maybe?
It is super strange. I'm like, because, like, why not? Like, your video's already out there. So I'm like, why the message of, like, just stop spreading it? I'm like, it's so weird. It's so creepy.
It made zero sense.
And then, did it give you the spooks?
Obviously not, just, you know, one of my friends fucking with me because they told me exactly when the lights were going back up.
That's bizarre.
Yeah,
man.
That's the weird part, too. Yeah.
So we got these, like, these 100 lights or whatever, and then they go away, and then someone messages you and says they're coming back up at this time, and then they come back up.
Right. And then Intel does this light show, and it looks like, you know what drone shows look like. They look super technical and
right, uniform. But it wasn't like, so it, there's no way it could have been like a warm-up or a test, like leading up to the show.
Well, I mean, there was no designs. There was no like patterns to these light sets.
Well, I know, yeah, but I like, it could have been just them testing the drones like itself. Like, they weren't doing the whole show. They were just kind of like working out. Is it, I mean, it's possible. You know, it could also be fucking aliens. I don't know. Like,
but why the direct message?
That's also weird. Well, like, so the messages were from the same people? Like, they were from the same person?
Well,
don't stop talking about it. And then they said,
no, stop talking about it.
Right. And then that same account messaged you with the drones will, or the lights will be back at 7 p.m.
No, one was a text and one was a Facebook message. Separate.
Right. And now my wife's saying that the first thing she saw was super high up in the sky, like higher than what drones do. And then this drone show, which I say cover up, happens, and it's super low, you know, uniform, looks like a drone show.
Right.
And not as many. Like, I'll have to send you guys a video of it. There's
I'd love to take a look at it.
Send us the phone number of the guy that said fucking stop talking about it too. Let's call him.
Let's call him right now. Yeah.
Let's call him.
Dude, I fucking wish I still had that phone right now. I could have swore I like screenshotted it and sent it somewhere. It might be my email.
Well, for sure the video.
Because I wanted to check the number to see if it would end up being somebody I knew, but it just doesn't make sense that they knew exactly when lights are going back up.
Yeah.
Like, they're covering something up. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let's do a light show so they don't know about what really happened. If at this time, maybe he'll spread that too.
Yeah, that's weird that they would direct message you.
And how did they get my number?
Yeah, how did they get your number? For sure. Well, please send either the video itself or a link to the video. Send it to us, whatever means you can. We'll try and include that on one of our UFO weekly roundups.
I'll send you guys the news episode of it too.
Yeah, I'd love to check that out. That's
sure.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Hey, all right, well,
thanks for keeping the lines rolling, but we appreciate that call, and we'll stay tuned for that email or however you send it. We'll check that out.
So, give me a draw for me.
Yeah, we always do.
Woo!
Bye.
Thanks.
Weird, a direct message to that.
Well, both, like, what you said was a text to the phone number and then a Facebook message.
Yeah, from some random account.
It's a little disheartening because it makes me think that we've never talked about anything important enough for to get a random text.
Yeah, someone call us. Text us. Stop what you're doing. You're in danger.
It seems like a bad way to get somebody, to keep somebody from talking to somebody, is just a random text. Like, that would guarantee that I'm going to talk more about it.
Yeah. Like, people don't like to be told what to do. So if you tell them not to, they're
especially
going
from
to do
random
it.
Phone numbers, like
for sure. Well, that's well.
You want me to do the exact opposite of what you want, like what you want me to do? Don't text me from a fucking random number.
We'll pay attention to that video, but until then, we'll bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Fuck you, call us. What's up?
Hey, you listened.
Oh, yeah. Jake from Mississippi.
Jake from Mississippi.
Jake Huff.
Cheers.
Jake from Mississippi State Farm.
Cheers. From State Farm, exactly. Yeah, I do sell insurance. I got a paranormal one for y'all.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Me and my twin brother, Josh, he's in the little football thing, whatever the fuck y'all do, whatever that little football shit is. Anyways,
little football shit. Little football shit.
Yeah. The little one with like fucking 30 people in it. Yeah. I think I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Brayden, you're complimented on your glasses now, so you can probably take them off. So, you know, compliments you can. We had just graduated and we got ready to. We moved out of the house and we was going to one of my friends. They had a shop that they closed in. Well, it was already closed in when they bought the house, but the owner before him had shot himself in the shop.
Oh.
And he said we could live there. You know, he said we could live there for free. So, you know.
Perfect. Discount.
Us going to college, you know, that's a good deal, right? That's a good deal.
Sure.
So it was me and Josh and one of our other buddies, and there was three rooms in there. So, you know, Josh got the room with the fucking air conditioner.
Did the guy, like, steeple his fingers and laugh? Like, right? He's like, you can live here for free. And then you're like, yeah, sure, that sounds like a good deal.
he was in the Army with us, so he was just like, hey, y'all can kind of stay here. It was in the Army National Guard, and he said, we knew him, and he said, y'all can just stay here, you know? And I was like, okay, that's cool.
Just avoid the fucking chalk outline on the middle of the fucking living room there. That's no big deal.
Well, Josh, he got the good room, got the air conditioner, right? And then my friend Patterson, he got the room connected to the bathroom, so it was good room. And I got the room that the deed was done in. So it was kind of the biggest room. And it was right by the door. And, you know, we never thought nothing of it. You know, we looked for a bullet hole and all this other stuff. We couldn't find nothing. And I guess they cleaned the place up good. And, you know, we'd been there maybe 6 months, maybe a year, something like that. And we was all there one night. And we was getting ready for bed. So I was sitting there watching TV. And I got all the lights off next to the TV. And I was sitting there. And I had a shelf that I had my flip-flops on across the room. And, you know, you can hear the sound of a flip-flop hitting the ground, right?
Yeah, that thump sound.
It's distinct.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard it fall off the shelf, and it's kind of dark over there. I'm like, that's a little weird. And then I heard it slide across the floor. And I didn't really believe in ghosts up until this point. You know, aliens, they're out there. They got to be. But the ghost, I was like, okay, that's a little freaky. So I'm just sitting there. I'm just kind of chilling in my bed. And next thing I know, the corner of the bed lifts up and slams down. Like somebody picked it up and dropped it. So I'm like, no. Gotta be somebody in here. Fuck, I turn it on the light. I turn on the light. I'm trying not to get off the bed because, you know, if you get off the bed, you get fucking taken. You know, it's gonna happen. Yep,
that's the rules.
Yep, that is how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Slenderman's gonna get you. I reach over and I turn on the lamp and I see the flip-flop on the floor and I said, oh, shit. I'm just like, Josh, yelling, trying to get somebody to come in the fucking room because I'm like, This can't be real.
You're not going to get taken. He'll get taken.
yeah, exactly. They'll get it. And they come in there. I said, bro, you see that flip-flop? He said, yeah. I said, you see the other one on the top of the shelf? He said, yeah. I said, that's where that one was. He said, okay. I said, man, it literally just fell on the floor. My bed just got picked up. The dude that killed himself come to fucking get me.
No kidding. That's what I would think, too.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
And
check the house. I'll stay here.
So
you checked the house.
So we checked it out. You know, I looked everywhere. I'm like, there's nothing in here. That's freaky. Of course, you know, we got a gun. Like the last guy said, I don't know what the fucking gun's going to do to a ghost, but, you know, and this one's already been shot, so it's not like he's scared of the shit, but...
It's for you. Just to I'll, fucking call it. Just,
yeah. You don't shoot it, you so throw it.
So I was just like, okay. So they said, well, I'm going to go back to bed now. I said, well, I guess I'll just sleep with the light on. Yeah. So that was the only time that something really happened in that house. I don't know if it was the anniversary or what the fuck it was, but it was something that, you know, that did it for the ghost for me. Now I believe that there's ghosts, and I got my new house, and I think there's a fucking ghost in here because my phone always slides off the nightstand.
It's followed you.
Never fail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it attached itself to you. That's what's happened here.
That's why you don't have any bed frames. That's why mattress, you don't have a bed frame. Mattress on the fucking
on
ground.
The ground. No
bed
box
frame.
Yeah, no box spring. Just
no box
mattress
spring,
straight
nothing.
Down.
That's how I got my bed now. So now I can step off of it, see? So okay. It's easy to step off of it now. But
just got
to
go Japanese and, you know, style, just futon. Yeah. Just like padded thing on the bottom and just sleep on the floor.
Sleeping mat. Roll it out every night.
Well, you can roll it and change it around for the feng shui of ghosts. You know, which area of the room is less paranormally activated. And sleep on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. I just lay on the ground. I'm not risking anything at this point.
Oh, you know, I just sleep on the other room or something, I guess. You know, just fuck the master bedroom. Fuck.
Hey, now, just before we let you go, we got to keep, but before we let you go, what do you think? What's your theory on ghosts, on supernatural? What do you believe now? You said you believe now, so.
Oh, yeah, I definitely believe now, and I do believe it was that guy that killed himself in there.
It's like he was trapped here, tortured spirit.
Yeah.
Trying to go to bed.
Yeah, he just wants to sleep.
he was just wanting to sleep. Was that bed there
when you got there? Did it come fucking furnished with a bed? Because I don't. Maybe he's just trying to take his bed back.
It didn't have anything in there. That was kind of his office. So maybe he was mad because we moved a bunch of furniture in there. I don't know.
I was trying to get work done. Maybe. Yeah.
I'd be
pissed too.
Anyways, that's a creepy ass tale. Thanks for calling.
Super creepy.
No problem. Yeah. Good night.
You too, man. Thank you.
Little ghost theme tonight. Couple haunted homes.
Spooky cosmic channel. Spooky channel. Yeah.
Dude, we're approaching Halloween. That's what happens.
Ghosts. It's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with spooky.
Taste of Spooktober.
Spooktober. Is Cosmic Channels is going to be on Halloween this year? You think that's going to happen?
Like on Halloween itself?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to be
dope. It is.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Special Halloween Cosmic Channels. Spooky Channels.
I don't know, boys. That's going to be a tough sell.
Oh, no, it's not. We could do a special edition. Second and fourth Sunday, and that would be fifth Sunday.
Let's do it late then, if we can.
Well, we'll think about doing a Halloween theme one or something.
Yeah. Oh, we can all dress up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I already got my costume with my kid. I'm dressing up as Bruce Banner, and he's going to be the Hulk.
That's awesome.
It's
going to
be fucking awesome.
So what's
like purple pants and
purple pants and a white dress shirt and fucking glasses. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's got his Hulk costume.
Oh, he's got a costume. I thought you were going to paint him green. I'm like, nah, it's going to
be cool. His face is going to be green, but yeah, he's been practicing his.
Does he got his Hulk smash fucking boxing gloves?
No, I've been trying to buy Hulk hands, but they're hard to find, man.
Hmm.
I don't think they'd fit in his little hands anyways, but...
Yeah, you rig it. All right, let's bring another caller in. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, guys. It's me, Noah.
What's going on, Noah?
I haven't heard your voice for a while. You had to remind me or I would have forgot.
Hey, the next time you make an ATI video and you need mic work on the breathing, let me know. I can help you out. You're breathing right into the mic and that thing.
It's me. I don't know who the ATI is. Why do you keep assuming it's me?
I don't know. The video in the cornfield, you send pictures of a cornfield when you're running. It might be you.
You have a unique speech pattern that is also prevalent in the video that was just posted. But anyways,
Noah.
What you got for us, Noah?
Where are you calling from again, Noah?
I'm literally... I'm calling from Illinois,
okay.
Illinois.
Anyways,
did you realize there's cornfields in Canada, right?
There's cornfields all over the world. But we also have mountains. We got mountains here. Is Illinois flat? I think it's flat.
Oh, yeah, it's the Midwest.
It's pretty flat.
It's the Midwest.
It's pretty windy.
Anyways, what do you got for us tonight, Noah?
Well, I have a UFO story because I actually captured it on video and sent it to you guys, but I'm not sure if everyone else knows about this. So I'd like to share with everyone else who's in the chat right now.
Let's hear it.
Just for fun. So I'm literally outside with my dogs, and this just happened last weekend. And I'm just walking around with them, just walking the yard, waiting for them to do their thing. All of a sudden, I look up in the sky, and I start seeing this little white ball just like taking off, but it was like an airplane or something. I was like, well, okay, that's just an airplane. But then I see it keep going up, and it looks like it's going really fast, like faster than what an airplane does. And it's just like it's like shooting up like a rocket, and it's going super fast. I'm thinking, oh, okay, I gotta get my phone out right now to get this. So I just start filming it, and I just filmed it as it's going. It starts to curve. It starts going up straight at first, and then it just takes a slant, turn straight up into the sky, and it kept passing through a bunch of clouds, and then all of a sudden it's gone. Now, the thing is, I know I've seen videos of airplanes, and I've always seen airplanes before fly over my house. They always have like a bunch of like flashing lights that go along with it. This one had no flashing lights. It just had that one singular white ball light, and it never flickered. It just kept going like a complete solid all the way up to the sky. And I'm just sitting there thinking, okay, if that's not an airplane, then what the heck is it? And I just got so, I'm just so confused by it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's UFO or if it's just something that's my eyes tricking me. Something, I don't know, but
so this object that takes off into the sky like seemingly faster than an airplane would go, or do you think an airplane would go, and it just disappears?
Yes, that's correct.
Now Noah did send in the video, so I've kind of watched and looked. The only thing that I might look at this is that perhaps I mean we would need the date and time, and we can verify it. I kind of lean towards that maybe it was like a Starlink satellite, one of the ones that before they got the fresh coat of, non-reflective paint, just because from the video is sent in, it does travel in like a straight line. There isn't, it does go behind some clouds and stuff, but when it reappears, you can kind of gauge that it was in a straight line from.
But it's just one light?
Yeah, it's just one light. Yeah.
The Starlinks were like a chain of lights, though.
Well, I don't know, but...
But who knows?
That's the thing. It's like with, Noah's given us the date and time. We might be able to look up some sort of Starfinder and see what satellites and what objects were in the sky that night in that particular time. So there's definitely ways for us to check that in. Noah, did you ever contact MUFON?
Who's MUFON?
Who's MUFON? Woo! All right, my friend. You got to go to MUFON. Is it .org or .ca? .com. MUFON.com. MUFON.com. And submit a report to them.
Yeah, do it.
They track all UFO reports in the world.
You look like you work for MUFON with those fucking glasses.
You do.
Jealousy's not a good look on you, boys.
Yeah, I guess not. Right?
I thought he looked like Bono, honestly.
Like who?
The artist Bono from YouTube.
Oh, Bono.
Oh, God.
He's got more of a wraparound style lens usually, though. But it does usually have a yellow tint to it, so.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Noah, let us know when you submit that to MUFON. Make sure to get it in there. Date, time. Okay. They might contact you to they'll do the work to try to verify this.
Yeah, for sure. I got to take a look at this, too. I'm going to dig in and have a look.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Noah.
Take care,
buddy.
Have a nice night.
You too.
Take care.
You too.
I don't know. I haven't seen the video, so I got to take a look at it.
It's our email. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I just watched it. It does resemble a lot. It does seem to have the same movement or resemble the movement of a satellite or something, because it just does move in a straight, pretty much line.
Well, and I'm not saying that it couldn't be something else flying in a straight line, but I'm like, if we have date, time, that it was shot, like we can check, right? And we can check these things. We can check what was in the sky at that location at this time. And it might be a legit UFO. We don't know until we get that kind of information.
Anomalous object. All right, let's bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey there.
Hello.
How's it going?
We're doing pretty well.
I am well. So I have like a ghosty short story to share.
Yeah, that is perfect. The theme of the night. We're loving them. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Your girl Sodomize, and I am from Ottawa.
Hey. 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 We What's know up? You.
I don't think we've ever talked to you on the phone. You've been around for many years.
Yeah, well, you guys always stream when it's like 10 p.m., so yeah. I'm usually asleep at this time, but I just finished a million-hour kitchen shift.
Oh, so you're wired, ready for a call.
Whoa, hold on a sec. I'm going to say, I'm kind of disappointed here. Where is that thick-ass Canadian accent we heard in your fucking, your run videos? Where did that thing go? That was amazing.
It peaks out a little bit sometimes.
All right, well, this is a safe place for Canadian accents.
Yeah, you don't have to hide it.
Let it fly.
Fucking A, bud.
But yeah, pretty much my story is that back when I was like maybe like 16 or 17, I had a friend who had a cottage up in Otter Lake, Quebec. And it was like this fucking, like, the creepiest place I've ever been. There were like 20 rooms. It was so old that like there wasn't even hydro, like was not even an option there. They used like candles and oil lamps and stuff like that.
Fireplaces and candles.
And yeah, super creepy. And the first night we went up, her parents were not there. It was just the two of us. And she was like, yeah, you could like stay in your own room. And I was like, fuck no, that is absolutely not happening. Like, we are cramming into this tiny twin bed together. Like, I'm not sleeping alone. So yeah, we went to go to bed, and like in the middle of the night, I felt like again, I was on a twin mattress with this girl. Her body was like against mine. She was not moving. And I felt almost like somebody was pushing at the foot of the mattress, like as if someone was dancing up and down almost. And I was just like terrified. Like, I'm absolutely did not catch a minute of sleep. And the next morning, her parents like came up to the cottage, and we were all having breakfast together, and they were like, oh, how did you sleep? And I was like, yo, like this really weird thing happened. And I explained it, and they were like, oh yeah, like we call that the toe tapping. Like people have like talked about that a lot.
They
here.
Have
like,
a
we've
name
never
for
experienced it. Yeah, there's a fucking name for it and everything like that. And I was not told any of this before going to the
I feel like there should be a fucking disclaimer that there's a fucking toe tapper in this 20 fucking doored house.
Yeah, there's a fucking toe tapper walking around tapping toes in the middle of the night, like nothing, no warning whatsoever. And then the next night, we had another friend come up. We like went back, got her in Ottawa, went back up to the cottage, and I was like, okay, well, like, tonight, I'm gonna sleep on one of those, like, little fucking reclining lawn chairs. Like, you know, the sunbather ones? Like, the...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The long white ones. That
I've passed out on many of those.
Yeah, a few good snoozes on those bad boys.
Yeah.
Exactly. Precisely. And I was like, there will be no incidents of toe tapping because it's not, like, a spring mattress. All three of us slept in the same room in this house that had, like, 20 rooms. And the exact same fucking thing happened a plastic reclining chair. And they told me afterwards that, like, yeah, the lady, or the couple rather, that originally had built the place, like, there was,
they had foot
the
fetishes,
husband had,
didn't
like,
they?
Killed the wife. Yeah, like, he had drowned his wife in the lake. Like, he basically brought her out there when she tried to get back in. He, like, smashed her fingers with a fucking boat. Or, other people have, like, full-blown seen apparitions like in the middle of the night. Another weird thing too is like one of the girls was a photographer, and like in all of the pictures that she took like that entire weekend, there was like just this weird, and it could totally be a fluky, like there was a smudge on the lens thing, but it would be in different places
smudge
in the pictures the and like
no.
smudge on the
yeah,
lens
yeah just like you
that's
can
the
almost
fucking
see
toe
this,
tapper
like,
son
kind of fucking Shrek looking face. It was the toe tapper. I 100% believe that. It was fucking creepy.
Dude, no, you should have known, though. You should have known. Any place that has that many doors, it's just like those fucking ones in Scooby-Doo where the ghosts are popping out all those doors and are chasing them through the whole fucking house. Paranormally activated.
100%. 100%.
Nobody's toes are safe.
The second I walked into that place, I was like, I have made a mistake. Like, I should not be here.
Just felt wrong.
It just felt wrong, boys.
What's your personal thoughts or theories on the supernatural, ghosts, and...
I have forever desperately not wanted to believe, but have felt those uncomfy spidey senses that I kind of can't shake. And definitely the weekend that I spent there certainly reaffirmed that.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's because you got your toes tapped.
I got my toes tapped.
You did.
It's creepy to hear something like that because Zell had a similar experience with a... No tapping the toes, but he used to say that something would sit on the bed.
Dude,
legit, big fat cat.
Yeah.
When I first met Lady Zell, I went to sleep over there, there was a heavy body that would just sit on the end of the bed.
That's fucking terrifying.
Is it the cat? No, it's not the cat. Like, there was something, it just felt so weird.
Yeah. No, it was exactly that. Like, it was just at the foot of the bed, and it almost felt like, you know, somebody was kind of sitting on the ledge and, kind of bouncing up and down a little bit. But, my friend was not moving. Like, you know, we were in this tiny-ass bed, and, she was not moving whatsoever.
No, you would definitely know if it was your friend tapping toes.
I think you got your toes tapped, Sal. You just didn't have the language for it at the time.
Perhaps this is true. Three weeks later, out of that house, she was gone.
Can't be hanging out with ghosts with foot fetishes.
It was a mix of the ghost and also the mouse holes in the closet, and the mice were running through the room. Get the fuck out. That's enough.
Maybe it was Stuart Little was tapping your toes.
The big ass Stuart Little.
Could be.
180 pound.
Yeah, 180 pound Stuart Little jumping on them.
Mice Tyson.
Mice Tyson.
It's Mice Tyson.
Mice Tyson.
He's boxing your feet.
Awesome. Hey, great to finally actually talk to you, not just on text, so thanks for calling
likewise,
in.
Boys. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
She's one of the faves.
She's been around so long.
Big time. She's a fave.
OGP.
Yeah. OGP for sure.
She's a big time fave.
Yeah.
Runs like a stallion, too. I couldn't keep up.
No chance.
Yeah,
runs us all into the dirt.
Chick's got cardio for days.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 100%. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Man, there's a lot of terrifying little ghost stories tonight.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to make it so none of us sleep.
I'm just going to get really drunk so I just pass out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Myself out.
For as big of a chicken shit as I am, I've never been paranormally activated. Never in my life. Never.
No, the one on the end of the bed, that's the only one that's ever really, really freaked me out.
That would mess me up. That really would. I would be shook for life.
I've had a couple, so it's just at my parents' house. I'm trying to think if I've had outside of that house. I don't think I have. Definitely built on some sort of ancient.
Yeah, that's a newer house though.
Yeah, but it's definitely on some ancient Indian burial ground.
It has to be.
Right? It's an old volcano. Their house is built on.
Yeah, you're right.
Volcano Indian burial ground.
Dude, I'm not lying.
No, he's right.
It's an old volcano.
Yep.
Right? So you know how many volcanic sacrifices probably happened there?
Hey, listen. There's also a human embodiment of a volcano living there as well. So it's just a recipe for fucking disaster. Well,
you know what? Conspiracy Senior probably got a great deal on the lot because it was haunted. That's probably why.
Yeah,
sure. That's the reason
they moved the headstones, but they didn't move the graves.
Mm-hmm. I guess we got time for another call or two. If you're in the chat,
hesitant. Fuck you. Call us. Give us a call. We want to hear any story. You got a question for us? You got a theory on something? 1-833-703-0424. Fuck you. Call us.
It's easy.
Don't be sitting on that story for too long.
If you called last week or the week before, you got another story? Call in.
That one guy who called and said he was embarrassing himself. Call back.
Call back. What the fuck was that? That was a bummer.
No one gets embarrassed here except for us, all right?
Well, we embarrass ourselves every time we open our fucking mouths.
Exactly. Right?
Call us. All right, that's why you like to listen to us.
Got another caller.
Oh, there we go.
Just like that. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, nice to talk to you guys.
You as well. What's your name and where are you calling from?
All right, my name is Rachel and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
I'm Philly. Ooh, Philly. Flyers fan?
No, not really. I don't really watch hockey, to be honest.
That's
fair.
That's all right. That's all right.
Eagles?
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, I support the Eagles. I'm more of a Chiefs fan, actually. But
okay.
Oh, shit. You know.
And when you're in Eagle country, you got to support the Eagles. It's part of it.
Just part of the culture. Anyways, what kind of story you got for us tonight?
All right. So I figured I'd keep the ghost theme stories going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To give you a little bit of background. So I was on this TV show on Roku called The Ghostfinders.
Okay.
So
you were on the show? Yeah. You're famous.
Famous, more famous than us.
Shit.
Oh, yes, I'm so famous, my IMDb won't even give me run credit. It's great. But, so part of what we had to do was, you know, go to different locations and film and basically try to cast ghosts where they say things are haunted. So, sometimes, now I will tell you, sometimes, you know, your mind kind of plays tricks on you. If you're looking for ghosts, you're thinking like, oh, of course, like you're going to every single sign. But what happened at this place made me quit the show. Okay?
Oh shit.
So, yeah. I was in the Catskill Mountains in New York. And there was this little kind of art studio during the day and, you know, someone's home at night. So we go in just like any other night, and as soon as I walk into this house, I immediately feel like I'm going to vomit. Like, I feel so drop sick to my stomach. I was like, what the hell is going on? It was like, I don't know. So I walked outside, thought I might get sick. I didn't. So I was like, okay, this is weird. But, you know, I continued. The show got to go on. We set up all the cameras and everything. So, I, you know, didn't really see anything at the top of the house. And then we go to record in the basement. Now, of course, we left all the lights off because, you know, it helps with the aesthetic and everything. Mm-hmm. So I am currently filming with one of those infrared cameras. So I'm kind of just looking in the basement. It's me and two other people. And then all of a sudden, I thought I saw something run across the room, like on the infrared. So look, the people are right next to me. And so as we're looking, there's this hole in the basement. And then you see kind of the infrared peeking out and then going back. And then peeking out from behind the pole and going back. And it did this a couple of times. And then, as we're recording and the two people are sitting next to me, we're the only ones in the basement, we checked it earlier. On the infrared screen, I see it running at me. So,
what?
I freak out. I don't think I like... I, like, you know, move the camera about and, you know, we're all like, oh, my God, what happened? The door to the basement slammed shut. So I ran up to the basement door and I couldn't get the door unlocked. And our other crew member was upstairs and I was screaming for her. I hear her running down the stairs. So I know she wasn't like holding the door shut or anything. And she opened it. She's like, guys, what's going on? And I was like, that's it. I was like, I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, I fucking quit. I'm done.
It was, oh, like, I'm talking about it now. My heart is literally racing. It was the scariest thing that has ever happened.
So you actually seen this ghost running at you or something at you?
Yeah. So it looked like it was about the height of like a small child. But it, you know, you didn't see any real details, but it was definitely something. And it, like, sprinted towards me, and I fell off my mind.
No kidding.
So it was like a thermal camera, like a FLIR or something?
Yeah, so it was like a camera that could pick up, like, infrared and, like, heat signatures.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, only, like, you could see us on the camera, and then everything else was... kind of like night vision, I guess you could say.
Was it a cold spot or was it a hot? Was it the?
It was hot. It was red.
Hmm. Holy
fuck. Like red and green.
Oh, so it was like an actually giving off like heat energy.
So sexy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that's why when it popped up the first time, when it kind of like ran across, and I was like, was that my eye? Like, Like, did I move the camera weird?
Andrew, just call it a sexy ghost?
Yeah, it's hot. Oh. Sexy. It's coming for you.
It was a very sexy ghost. So sexy, I was intimidated and I had to leave. Right.
So it scared you off the show?
It did. I was like, all right, guys, this is my last episode. Thank you, but I can't.
Well, not being able to open a door, like, honestly, would that be it? Like, pure terror for me. If I'm trying to leave and the door's locked, I might just break into tears.
Dude, it happened in the video game and I started crying. I shut it off, remember?
Yeah, you did.
That's right. Playing
yeah,
fast. That's
right. Yeah, that's enough for me. Yeah. Fuck that.
You know,
yeah, I couldn't.
Being trapped in the basement, not high on my list of things to do, you know? I was not looking forward to that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll probably call back with some other stories. That one was my most heated one, though. That's for
Can
sure.
we watch this episode?
Yeah, they're on Roku now. This is the most infuriating thing I've ever. So that part that I just told you about was not in the final edit.
Because it was too fucking scary for them. They couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so upset. It's like, you know, yeah, so you can find it. It's on Roku. It was season 6. Should be about the last episode. But it's called The Ghost Finders, if you're interested. I'm Rachel, the blonde in the jean jacket, because that was my thing.
The Ghost Finders cast. TV series 2010. It's ongoing still, eh? Ghost Finders?
Oh, yeah, they're still recording. They're still doing it. They just have, like, a new cast.
They just keep people get scared off the show, and then they just replace them till they get scared off the show?
Honestly, after what happened to me, that would not surprise me.
Or they get ripped into the netherworld.
Well, can you tell us your last name, or do you want to stay anonymous?
Oh no, that's fine. It's Haynes.
There it is. I see you. So, awesome.
Oh God, do you? Yeah. So, if you're
look into it.
Take a look. Awesome. Well, thank you for letting me share your stories. Awesome as always. Great to talk to you guys.
Hey, thanks for calling
Thank you.
In. That's awesome.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucked up. It was scary.
I'll call and I'll share more another time, promise.
All right, we'll hold you to it.
Man, you can tell us happy stories too if you want. Yeah. That's
no,
fine.
Terrifying only.
You don't have, no.
Andrew doesn't need anything happy.
That's depressing.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not sure I'd have many happy things, but you know what? I'll fish through it. We'll see.
All right, sounds good. Have a good night.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks.
It's weird that the ghost would be on IR. That means it's like radiating heat, like it's a live, like maybe not living, but it's like it has like an energy that's like showing up.
Sexy energy.
Sexy yeah. energy.
Well, it's usually you hear it when like paranormal experiences, people talk about cold spots. That's the thing that's closely associated with paranormal or supernatural.
It's probably
because
they're ugly ghosts. So, they're
okay.
ugly. That's why
the ugly ghosts are cold yeah.
And the sexy ones are hot.
The attractive ghosts are hot.
It checks out. Yeah,
I think that science makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking okay. science.
Yeah. It's science, man.
All right, we got time for, we'll take one more call. We'll give
one
it a little
quick
bit.
One, yeah.
And if nothing, then we'll end this episode and in 2 weeks we'll be back. So if you're hesitating and you've been on there thinking
yeah,
about
man,
it.
You're hawing.
Fuck do you. It. Call
just
us.
Fucking do it. And it doesn't have to be a ghost story. Just tonight no, seemed like they're all ghost stories, just the way it went tonight.
Nah, ghost stories are fun though.
Yeah, they are fun.
Yeah, they're super fucking creepy.
I want them to happen to other people. Not me.
Not me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to hear about it. I don't want to experience it.
All right. We got our last call of the night. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's cracking.
Woo.
And thanks. Lovely Sunday night. But name's Brian, Idaho, Post Falls, Idaho. Long-time listener. I think I started right when you guys first started airing. You know?
Cheers.
You guys got me through a lot of long, boring work days.
Least we could do.
Glad we could help.
Sorry, what was that? You guys are muffled.
I said glad we could help.
Yeah, least we could do. What do you got for us tonight?
Oh, so kind of on the same topic of the ghost stories. This is a long time ago, probably back in 2012. So 2011, I was in the Air Force, stationed over Eglin Air Force Base, Florida. You know, it's Eglin's a real big, like, weapons testing facility, you know?
Right.
So I was working security, you know, security forces. And there was one weekend, I was at a buddy's house of mine, just hanging out and drinking. We're sitting out on the back balcony, kind of overlooks the ocean, you know, right on the water. And out of nowhere, we could see these three little lights in the sky. You know, and it, being on Air Force Base, it's nothing abnormal. You know, we see that kind of stuff all the time. So it was kind of coming up out of the water, though, like off in the distance, which we thought was kind of weird. You know, and nothing that we knew of, because obviously we work the flight line. We know kind of what planes are there and what, you know, what's supposed to be coming in and out. So didn't think much of it. You know, it was, that was kind of weird. Left it at that. So then we go back inside, and a buddy of mine was sitting there playing Call of Duty at the time. Headphones on, so we couldn't hear anything on the screen. Right. So we're just sitting there watching him play, just chit-chatting. And he turns around to us after the match ends, and it's like a black screen. And just out of the TV, something's like very deep voice is like, hello? And we all kind of just stopped and looked around because, you know, if he's talking to somebody or the players are talking, you only hear his headset, you won't hear his TV. So that already kind of freaked us out. So we kind of just shrugged it off and laughed. And so then later that night, you know, I wasn't going home because at that point I was pretty trashed. So everybody kind of just crashed in their rooms and, you know, I slept on the couch. And then later towards the night, I just, you know, we can hear like little footsteps running through inside the house. And I'm in the, you know, living room, so all the lights and stuff are off. I'm getting passed out. So I wake up and I can start hearing like whispering down the hall. So it had me like freaked out, up all night. And then the next morning I had asked him about it. So I knew he had a kid, so I figured maybe it was his kid running around. Well, the kid was out of the grandparents that weekend, so there was just us in the house. Nobody got up. So kind of discussed it the morning after, but after that it was just kind of freaked out a little bit.
Kidding.
And my wife always kind of made fun of me because of, I've been real big with the conspiracies and fall and stuff. And so she didn't really kill me, but she didn't believe in that kind of stuff. And we just moved out here into a new apartment. And I, you know, as most people, if you've been kind of paranormally active, you have those little experiences, you know, kind of throughout. You just don't really, most of the time you don't really bother with them. Well, we've had something in this new apartment because we have a 10-month-old now. And in the baby's room, she hears something that comes out of the baby monitor all the time.
Oh,
and
it's that same
voice. No. Yeah. So she always, you know, didn't believe it. And all of a sudden, she's super into it. And I'm kind of just like, whatever about it, because, you know, I've dealt with all that kind of stuff. It doesn't bother me. You know, if I see a ghost, I'll probably crap myself. But hey, you know, I kind of figured it was going to be there.
Survival,
you know?
Mechanism.
Exactly. Just scared off. But so much to the point, she had my sister come in and they stayed at the house and cleansed it and everything. And I was like, y'all made fun of me forever. Now look at you.
Yeah, that's messed up, though. Anything to do with kids?
Nope.
No, none of that.
No, it got worse.
It got worse?
What?
Yeah, at least while I'm at work, but usually when she's on before I am, she still kind of hears, like she gets a bad vibe from the room now. So she won't normally put the kid to bed. I'll put the kid to bed. And, you know, so to her, it's getting worse. To me, I'm oblivious to it, but to her, she doesn't feel like anything's different.
How?
Jesus. And the kid goes down okay? Like, the kid's not like, Jesus, don't put me in here, screaming hysterically?
So, not... I don't know. It's kind of weird. So normally I can put her down. I'll put her down. She usually goes right to bed. And it's, I don't want to say stereotypical, but I've noticed, you know, with the closet door closed, usually she sleeps fine. But if the closet door is open, you know, where her little changing station and everything is, then usually she'll wake up two or three times throughout the night.
Oh my God. She's got Mike Wazowski popping in her room, fucking scaring the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski. Nope.
And I think I've only heard something come through the mic, you know, the baby monitor by her head like one time. So it's kind of weird, but I don't, obviously don't listen to it. I'm usually passed out. You know, my wife's usually the one that's up and watching it.
Oh, man.
Dude, nope.
Yeah, none of that.
Terrifying.
It's been fun. But, yeah, and then listening to all you guys talk tonight, I just finally hit the 200th episode. You guys kind of recapped everything. Yep. And it got me thinking about what my favorite episode was. It was the time you guys had that ghost in the studio. You guys remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I remember. To it.
I wasn't there either. Thank God.
It came right.
Never would have went back.
Came right through the fucking mic at me. It's still here to this day. I still hear weird shit in here.
It's all it takes, man. But hey, I appreciate you guys. I keep watching, keep listening. Eventually, I'll get on Patreon. I've just been kind of in limbo with everything. You guys know how it is.
Oh yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Goes, buddy.
Not going anywhere. Whenever you have time, and no worries, man. We appreciate it.
Well, yeah, you guys have a good night, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye. Well, there's a end to a absolutely terrifying Cosmic Channels on a Sunday night.
That's fun, though.
It's honestly, that would terrify me through a baby monitor. Ugh.
I think about that every time my kid wakes up in the middle of the night and I got to go in there and be like, why the fuck did he just wake up?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's the problem? I hope he shit himself.
Why is he scared?
Exactly.
Anyways, if I know there's people trying to call, going to end the show eventually, so call back. October 10th will be the next Cosmic Channels. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.